To record it, is the question. Yes, right.
Baisha, the Shia this week is being sponsored by the Wallerstein family. Lidish Rasha Morat Sprinza, Bashab Eliezer, Ol Shalom Yud Beis Mar Cheshvin, which I believe is tonight. Shalom Zaham Aliyah, and Shkoyach to the Rashiva for coming and giving us the Shia.
Okay, the Gemara, there's a kid just getting through the Pashat, the piece of Gemara, a few shores, is an avoid the kasha. So let's try. Omer Rabbe, Hai man de gozel chavita de chamre. A person was gozel le chavita de chavre, meikor shav yezuzi. Shas hagzela, the chavita was shova zuz. Hashta b'shas, now it's worth alba. Shteta din tavro ishasya, that if we are dying, he's mazakit to tavre, or he's mazakit to shasya, I don't know what exactly is the difference, is mishalim abo, kishas ayoyken. Itva memela, if he doesn't do anything, and it's itma and it's itva memela, so he gazled it by a zuz, and he became a chuyif with the din of kol hagazlona mishal and mishasak zela. So now, if it broke by itself, and he didn't do anything, so the oikora doesn't go into his. Is Mamela Mishalim Zuz. Zog the Gemara my time. So the my time is Kipshutay on both. Is first we're going to explain. Kivan the Yisad Hodra, the Mora the Inna, if it would be around, then you have to go back to the, give it back to the Mori because of the Chiva Heshiv. And the thing is that a gzeila calls man its be'en. It goes back to the bailim. Is memela ahishaita de koshosile. Oy de kotovalo. The shasa hezik is kogozal mine. They state in the Gemara's losh. Kogozal mine. And memela v'tanan. Kolagazlonin mishalmin kishasakzela. Right now there's a new shasakzela. And kolagazlonin mishalmin kishasakzela. You have to pay for the height of kishasakzela. Agavurcha, there's a tremendous machloikis. Kiyodua, the ktsois, and the nesivis. Rabbi Kivega holds like the Ktsois, there's Rishonim that I'm a Dagdik, like the Nesivis, there's Rishonim that I'm a Dugdik, like the Ktsois. If this Chiyuv of Tavro Ishasya is a Gzeladike Chiyuv, or it's not a Gzeladike Chiyuv, it's a Mazakdike Chiyuv. The reason why the Ktsois doesn't want it to be a Gzeladike Chiyuv is because Gazlaning it me base a Ganef, I'm a Ganef already. So it's already b'shusa of the ganav. The ganav made a very kinyan gneva on it. So as you're talking that the ganze inyan of a gunav mebeisa yish, v'loim mebeisa ganav, as a gneva nisht. In memela, more than a chi of mazik you can have. Mele the ksoyis learns that this gemara is a chi of mazik. The shverkeit is the loshana gemara is incredibly shver. Because the Lashon HaGemara not only calls it Kogozal Mine, but when the Gemara wants to tell you the price, why you're paying Dalit, the Gemara is using a strictly Gzela Dike Din of Kolak Azlon and Mishal and Kishasa Gzela. Rishonim Taka that use the word Gzela, that it's a Gzela, and it's a Kogozal law. I think the Rive out here in the sheet uses Kogozal law. But the Ranam Ke Yosef say Mazik Lo. And if it's Mazik Lo, what state do in the Mahintikun Kogo Kolagazlon in Mishalmin Kishasak Zeila? What the chlal could these words mean? I'm a mazik because of kol agazlon and mishal and kashas agzeilev. What's villigin noy? Nosifaranim, that there's a third way to learn, which doesn't say in the ktsois, doesn't say in the nesiv, is that this whole issue of mazik and gazlin is not that it's independently a mazik or independently a gazlin. It's out because it's an extension to the original gneiva. I made a gneiva. And if I do, after doing the original gneiva, I do a hezek or a gzela, so mikoyach, my original gzela, agam des an alach of kol agazlonim mishalim kishas agzela, that's only an amemela. The pshat, if there was a yukra, it's not my achray is the yukra, which we're going to see the second half of the Gemara. But if I do in the Shas HaYoyker to a gzela, either a gzela like the Nesivis or a mazik like the Ktsois, so mikoyach, the fact that it's gozul etzli, so in Mela, there's a responsibility that in a gzela, the mazik of gzela has dinim that I'm chayivet mikoyach the original gzela because it's gozul by me. If that would be the pshat, then even if you would learn that I'm doing mazik, because I'm not actually doing gzela, because I'm not doing gzela, I'm only doing a tavra and a shasi, I didn't make an akbo, I didn't make a tzor mishos. Then maybe, but zeh shved, Ktsois never mentions such a thing that it has any connection to the original gzela, and the Nesivis never mentions that it has any connection to Vizhul Gzeh. The source for such things are in the Chaim and Perik Ches, the Hilchas Chayv Olam Mazik. It's not a simple thing. How you could learn this is Mazik and read it into Kol HaGazlon and Mishal and Kishas HaGzeh. There's another Taina under the Ktsois of Mazik that Rashi and Samachay and Merubah and the Rambam and Hilchas Geneva and also Pirusha Mishnayis, they bring another case that's by them Tavra Shasya Mishalim Dalit, and that's Mechira. That if you do Mechira, then it's also Tavach Umacha, but you did a Mechira, not in Lav Davkin and Oifin that's Chayiv Dalit, but you did Mechira, they consider Mechira a Tavra Shasya Kishasa Yoike. No, so he says, you're being Mecher, a Chayiv that doesn't belong to you. Mechir is nachal. So, Vosra Hezek can sign in a Mechir, that's nachal. So, Bishlom, if you want to call it a gzela, like the Nesivis that hears, it's a Tosefis in the Hoitzor Mishus Bailim, the original Hoitzor Mishus Bailim, Lishus Aganef, and then a further Hoitzor Mishus Bailim into a Shani, into Rishus Shani, even though the Kinyan Lav Davka is chal. Kevin Claren, that it's more gzela, even though the kinyan is nachal, but it's more gzela, it's more gozel, weiter gozel. But if it's mazik, was it a geshem? Nothing happened. The thing is not nikne. So mamish, what happened to the chayfitz that gives it a teres nezikin? And so you'll have to say that this is the ktsois is not going l'kulu yishoinim. It's very shred because the Ktsois doesn't leave you an option. He says, "Can you say that is gzeila? It has to be mazik because it's stimmt nicht mit the gedorim of gzeila that such a thing should be considered gzeila." Those are the erste shtikul gemor that it's the yoiker makes that you chayiv for the yoiker by tavor yishasya because. Vibald, it's kogozel mine, it's kolagazlon and mishal and gishasakze. The next piece of Gemara. Itva memela, if nothing happened, but I didn't do anything, so for zichalen gevor and itva, is only zuzi. my time. Hashte lo yoved v'lo yimidi. Hashte lo yoved v'lo yimidi. Abay kol mechayves lei, ahi shayte. The gozer. Ahi shayte zuzuhu, the shavi. So they are a strange piece of the Gemara, the Emes, because if the Gemara gives a hasbara, and tavor is shasya, kogozl minei, and kol ha-gozol mishal shasak zeyla, somebody has to go in red aduch. Oh, but itva memeila nishtazeh. What do you mean itva memeila nishtazeh? There's nothing happening. It's doch gesagt that my time, kiva the yisa odu l'mor be'eneh, now that I drank it, or I broke it, I'm doing the gzela to it, and I have a shasak zela of dalet zuzi. So now that I didn't do anything, I don't pay. Why? My timer. Hashta lo yovid v'lo yimidi. Amayko mechayves lei, ahi shaito, de gozlo, ahi shaito, zuzi hu de shavi. Bozokte. Hashta lo yovid v'lo yimidi. Amayko mechayves lei, ahi shaito. Ahi shaito, zuzi hu de shavi. So, what was he bavoining? I mean, I just don't understand what he's saying. So the Rishonim are going to ask, why is this called lo yoved lo v'lo yimidi? And they're going to give a teretz why it's called lo yoved lo v'lo yimidi. Where is that saying in the Gemara? The Gemara just assumes it's lo yoved lo yimidi because it was Mimela. And if it was Mimela, nobody did anything. And if nobody did anything, there's no reason that Yoike should be mechayev me. So what's he reading duch? In the first my time and in the second my time. Even when we're going to answer it, the oilam isn't going to be 100% satisfied. Oh, but let's first accept that we don't have a pshat. The Gemara doesn't read. The Gemara doesn't read. If the Gemara needs a pashat explanation that this is considered gzela, we don't understand how mazik fits in here, but let's say somehow it does. And it's gzela or mazik, and that's why you pay kishasa yoiker. Because now is Shasak Zela. So now he's bavoining. But if there's no Zela, then you don't pay for Shasa Yoike. Why, if there's no Zela, don't you pay for Shasa Yoike? Because what's the Machayev? So what's he reading Duch? Ich face Hoshub Shad. I think the one that rears this on and explains that the Gemara has a second thing going on in the Gemara besides the contrast between Tavra and Itvar, and that's what the second Gemara is referring to, and that was the issue even in the first Gemara, but the Gemara said Legabi Tavra and Shasya we say it, Legabi Itvar and Mela we don't say it. It's, I think Rav Nachum, I don't know if Baba Metzia, but Rav Nachum and Baba Kam and the Sugya Meruba does red duch of such a zakh, and we'll get to with the mitzvah shem. Okay, das is the Gemara. Fact, the Ramban, and the Rashba. There's all of you showing the mitzvah, but there's a chinu signum between the Ramban and the Rashba. Itam and Mela Mishalim Zuzi.
You could ask even better. From the ratios, why should we say it anyway? Tavka Tavra Shasi is Mishalim Balut, but if it's Mela, it's not Mishalim. Otherwise, what's Tavra Shasi?
Right, but the Gemara is explaining the Itam and Mela Mishalim Zuzi. So the Gemara needs to read it. If there's no need for an explanation, then you could ask, what do you have to read it duch memeila itma? But if the Gemara wants to contrast it and say a hezber, so the Gemara has to split them both. It's probably ha-ha-ha-ha-talia. If we wouldn't need to explain itva memeila, then you're right. What do you have to say it duchlal? Say a din of tavra shasya, we'll figure out that there's no tavra shasya in achayit. But if we're going to have to be madgish a hezber in itva memeila, then the way to do it is by contrasting Tava Shaset Idva Mamela. Let's first see what the Rishonim say. Idva Mamela Mishalim Zuzi. By the way, like the way it says in the Rashba, it's Yitachim, we need the second Gemara not to make a mistake and consider every Idva Mamela Tava Shaset. You see the Rashba. Okay. Look at the Lashon Ramban. Mishum dahashta loy ovid leva loy midi. Fek the Heilig Ramban. Ani tomo. The Baal that says in the Gemara the Chiyisa odre behene. And Rachmono chai vele gazlin ba'oinsin. Amai loy mechai vin ba'oinsin dahashta. Ukedamrinon nami ba'alma Gemara Sanhedrin. Mehi the Yukmino Rachmana Bishusi Linyanoinsin Linyaniknim Yukmina Bishusi. Darf man wissen, was steht in Sanhedrin? Is that here?
That's over there. Not there?
Right in front. Oh, that's above a Kama.
Oh.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin is a Moyedika Gemara, not above a Machteris. The shovel is a shkoyah. There's a shakl v'tayi, Rav and Rabba. The Gemara Rav says a memra, Abba Machteres, v'notol kelim v'yotza potter. Because of bedomim kanina, v'bal yichayiv misa, and you take the kelim, you don't have to, you're not responsible on the kelim, because of kimlim the Rav. Omer Rove, that's only if there's going to be a shiver, if they're not be'en. Aber notal, if you took them and they're still be'en, b'shusei kaime, aber notal loy. Kimlim the Rabbi Minei is not going to patter you when you are holding on to the gzela. Frag the Gemara, Rav said, afilu notal. Do yesh loy domin venensu chayev, alma b'shusei kaime. Ochinami b'shusei kaime. And the bald is b'shusay of the gazlin, so kimlem the rabbi and he patters him from Ashova, so he's coined it. So the Gemara name, ki ukim the rachmona b'shusay le'inyan oinsin. Does that it's by me in the reshus, the gzeila, that adaram chayiv en oinsin. Ova le'inyan mikne, b'shusay de morayu kaine, that it should be a yitziya m'shus anigzel to the reshus a gazlin. That he has a siba for Kenyan Momin, no. Why? Midi diavi ashoyo. Evi Gazlin, Kipshutoi, has the same responsibilities as a shoyo. In other words, from the Chiyuvoinsin, don't bring me a raya that he made a Kenyan, but the Veheshiv is ma'akiv. Pater me from the Veheshiv, and the Melam a Bailim. No. You have shoyel is the same way. Shoyel doesn't become a Bailim, and that's why he's Chayiv and Oinsin. No, it's a besondere Kenyan for Oinsin. Evi Gazlin has Shoyel's Chiyuv Oinsin. In the Melan, that's Mach Kipshuta learned in Kavana Saramban. That Kavana Saramban is based on this Gemara, and based on this Gemara, that Chayiv be Oinsin, and the Melan, Evi Gazlin has a Shoyel Dike Chiyuv Oinsin. In the Melan factor, so what's the chilek tavor shasya idva memela? If the whole yisoid of gazlin is that I made a gzela and I have a din kol gazlon mishal mukeshas gzela, that means I have to either replace it, I have to return it, or pay its domim of shasak zela, then avada idva memela is pat. But if you're telling me there's a din oinsim in a gazlin, that's the same oinsim that we find in a shoyel. A shoyel is oinsin now. If it's nenas now, he's responsible for the now. So Evi Gazlin, who has a din oinis over the gzela, shouldn't be responsible with the shasa gzela now. So idba memela should be chayim loy the yoike because of the chiyuv of oinsin. This is the Ramban's kash. And he's medama our gemara in Sanhedrin. Ukeramina nami biyalma. Ukmina rachmana b'shusel in yenoinsin, like v'mikne miyukimne b'shusi, oi bazay, ki ayake vade b'shuse demore ayake. So the main, it's I don't know what he's bavorning, this words Vaday Bishusa the Mora Yaka means that the More, the Nigzal, has tviyas that you chayiv in oimsin on my gzeila because it still belongs to me, and whatever the yoiker is, you're responsible for. So you're responsible for four zuzi dik gzeila that you have oimsin on. This is the way the Ramban asks the kasha. The Rashba adds a word to this, and Tosfos Rosh also. Hikshor Ramban. Even if it would be Be'ein, it would go back. Is l'shalim k'dahashto lek tatzu tzvei verter ki ilu shasye. What's the mitachilik if he was a shasye liyadayim? Or al yaday d'chi uvoinsin l'shoyol, it's like I was a shasye. What's the moshel to ki ilu shasye? What's it mean, medame? Kilu shasye. If I would be a shasye, I'd be a mazik or a gazlan. Now I'm not a mazik and I'm not a gazlan, but I'm responsible if it's menas. So menas, I should be chayiv. But lemoshul like a shasye. What are we making a moshul to a shasye? It needs explanation, and Tosfos Rosh also does that. So the Birkas Shmuel says very shver zachen that really I brought it down in the Maran Mekoymus, but it's zachen that it goes with an assumption that kol hagazlonim mishalmim kashas hagzeila. We find in Shas that lemoshel, if I stole something and I used it in a neufin of neneh, where there was no pchas, then I'm not chayiv on the neneh. Even though alamol, if I'm neneh from someone, I have to pay him for the hanor. If I go in and use your chayfetz, shaloi b'shuscha, by zenehene v'zechose, zenehene v'zechose l'kuli alma, zenehene v'zelechose z'shayil in the Gemara. But the halacha is the chayiv neneh, the chayiv momin of neneh. But a gazlin, that's a nene, toikev svinose shochaveru, and he uses it, but then he gives back the svina, he doesn't have to eat on the din of kol hagazlon and mishal mekashas hagzeila. Because in the ikke chiyuv that he became responsible over the gzeila makes that he doesn't have to pay for more than the gzeila. He's responsible for the gzeila. But for more than the gzeila, he is not responsible. Imemela, Tosfos Tavar Shasyas Chayiv is because either we call it a gzeila chadosha, like the Rishonim that call it gzeila, like the Pashto Sagan Mora, or because it's a new mechayiv, a new mazik. Enochanami. But in the gzeila, ishtamshus in the gzeila, the halacha is ampot. Because kol hagazlonim mishalmim kashas hagzeila includes that. I am chayiv to pay for the gzeila, and anything else that happens in the gzeila that's not a tosefes mechayiv, I won't be mechayiv. In the Meila, zok the Birkas Shmuel, when the Ramban shtals avek, that itvar Meila should have a chiyuv oinsin, doim l'shoyel, the Ramban knew good and well that there's a very big difference between shoyel and gazlin. By shoyel, you don't have an outstanding kol hagazlonim mishalmim kashas hagzeila that includes other mechayiv. Over here, the yoiker that it was nisyaker should be to the gazlin mitzad the din of kol hagazlonim mishalmim kashas hagzeila by the meila chotach kodesh ketan. Zog the Birkas Shmuel, ribal shoyel is from the chav dalet of his nazikin, and oin is the shoyel. Is a din of Chavdal Rovus Nezikin. It's mentioned in the Parsha of Nezikin. So itva menela of Shoyel is not pshat, a chiyuv, a responsibility, me'elov. No, vivayda meshoyel, and there was an itbar, that's a positive l'chayiv, l'chadosh, like if I would be a tavra, or like if I would be a shasya. Kevin is fragging, ichodach shen afiyedik a chiyuv, and kolak as lalim ashalak a shasak zeil. Nay. Nor itva me'ela is also a zam form of tavra ishasi. Now, without asking Akasha that every gazlan is a shoyel, hastadach nisht kamakim for itva me'ela to be a chiyavoyns in the shoyel. So you have to establish that it's a chiyavoyns in the shoyel. Once it's a chiyavoyns in the shoyel, itva me'ela is like tavra ishasi. But if you couldn't call itva me'ela a tavra ishasi, then there would be a makom to say that just like kol ha-gazlonim k'mishal k'shasak zeila makes the gazlan not responsible for ishtamshus, why should he be more responsible for yoiker by oines than by ishtamshus? The teretz is because yoiker oines by yoiker is a mechayiv of mazik, the mazik of oines in the shoyel, and the meila. What's itva memela less than tavra ishasi? Atkan the kasha. This is what the Bikur Shmuel says. What Reb Nachum says is much lighter in a way. It doesn't get into the mechanics of itva memela tavra ishasi. He says that there's an underlying tumul in the sugya here. Who the yoiker? The yoiker that the gzeila went up, is it a yoiker that the nigzel still has tvius over, or there are no tvius mitzad the nigzel on the yoiker because the yoiker happened b'shus agazlam. When you read the Gemara doesn't behandle directly l'chayre the yoiker. Mars says Tavra Yishasya is a Maisa Mechayiv and it's Keshasak Zeila. Itva Memela, there is no Mechayiv. Oh, but that there's a Sugya here that the Nisyaker was an issue. Who? Yeah, Tavra Yishasya. But who says I'm responsible for Yoike? I'm a Tavra Yishasya. But the Gzeila that I stole was a Zuzidikas Gzeila. And the upgrade in value was by me. What's called by me? After the gzeilin, the Rishus HaGazlin. Mi oimer, that the gazlin is responsible over a gzeila of yoike. Maybe he's only responsible of a gzeila of uzil, of the original gzeila. Shteit in the Gemara, not like that. State in the Gemara that Rabbi says, "Mekorah shavi zuzi ve'achakach shavi dalit." The baal, I did a ma'ase mazik to a mammon that belongs to the nigzel; he owns it, and the male of the baal, he owns it, and it was nesiaker. So right now I'm being mazik him on a nezek of zuz, on a nezek of dalit zuzi, or an exhale of dalit zuzi. So chayit. Read off the Gemara, read off the Ramban, that there's no reason that legabe itva menela, that svara shouldn't be the same. If the yoiker is to the nigzel, legabe yatvias, tavra ishasya, why shouldn't it be to the nigzel, legabe yatvias oins? Not even means to compare a itva memela to a tavra ishasya in gidrei stealing. That a gazlin, why? Tavra ishasya is chayiv. He's also chayiv on itva memela because itva memela is like a tavra ishasya. That was the way the Bikur Shmuel learns it. But the Nachman doesn't want to learn it like that. Because by him, that's a tremendous chiddush that the whole thing that oints in the shoyel is a mazik de gzeil. He says, push it. There's definitely a chiddush in this Gemara that the nigzal is responsible over the gzela in its yoiker value. Because he stole it in its zoil value. And he became chayiv in gzela in its zoil value. So how do I know that the hoikir is to the Nigzel and the Nigzel has a tviya over it, maybe the Galen is not responsible over that. That's Rabbi's Chiddush. Kiva lihi legabi the Nigzel, if he gives it back right now, he's giving the Veheshiv would be on a 4. So that's a svara that the Hoikir goes to the Nigzel and the Gazel is Kayiv over the Hoikir. Ay bazoi, frek the Ramban, itva memela, vibaldi zoinsin, I'm a shoyul. So there's a siva mechayeves. Why shouldn't the Hoikir also go the same way that the Nigzel has the advantage of the Hoikir, and he has a tviya of itva memela? But what he means to say, itva memela is like a shasya, he doesn't mean it's like a shasya in Gidvei Gzela. It's like a shasya in Hilchis Yukra Vezula. Just like the Yukra Vezula of shasya, the Toiveya, the Gazlan is responsible for it, and that's Rabbi's Chiddush, then why shouldn't he be responsible for it in an itva memela? And that's really what the Gemara is laying to. The Gemara by us is laying to. I asked you before, why does the Gemara need an arichos? So the Gemara says, because hashtolei oved levelei midi. The only mechayiv was the original gzela. I was to the frag, and the gzela was oikir. And it was the nigzal's gzela that was oikir. So why can't the gazlan be chayiv on the gzela, which was oikir? So the Gemara, because we have it midi, for this svara that the oikir should be to the nigzel and the gazel should be responsible for this, you need a siva mechayeves. Itva memela, there's no siva mechayeves. But truthfully, that's Rabbi's achra. Rabbi's making an achra in Yukra Vezula. There was a room to say that Yukra Vezula is to the gazlin even by Tarvin Shasya. There's room to say that Yukra Vezula is to the Nigzel even without Tavri Shasya. Rabbi made a split. When there's a Maisa Mechayeves, Tavri Shasya is to the Nigzel. The Yukra Vezula is to the Nigzel because you did something to something that's mine and it was Hoikir. But if it's only the original Zela was Hoikir, then Agam, you could say, today the Gzela is a Dalit, so I'm responsible for stealing a thing that turned into a Dalit. So the Gemara, no, because we bowed in the Shasak Zela, there was only a value of Zuz. So Memela, nothing changed. But this is the contrast. So if the Ramban is coming to ask a kasha on the Gemara, Zoktav Nochum, he's coming to ding zich on the contrast. What are you contrasting Idva Memela to a Tavrei Shasya? The Zelda Zach that you're telling me in the Tavrei Shasya, because there's a Siva on the Chayev, we're not getting very Londish. There's a Siva on the Chayevis, and the Siva on the Chayevis makes that I'm responsible for the Yoikir. So every Yitzvah Memela is a Siva on the Chayevis. So it's like Shasya. That's as far as the Rishonim mean the comparison to Shasya. And if you're a little bit in the Indian, I'm learning this now, but I spent too much time. I wouldn't have taken this Gemara if I would have known how much time it would take. You'll understand the Avchana, why the Bikur Shmuel is a bigger Chiddush than learning it this way. It's much less complex learning it and keeping it to this. Okay, so this is as much as we're learning in the Ramban and the Rashba's Kasha. The Ramban asks it without the Sei Sofa. The Rashba asks it with the Sei Sofa. The Baruch Ber learns the Sei Sofa means what he learns it means. The Baruch Ber is in Simen Dalet / Simen Hay in Bava Kama. And Reb Nochum is, I saw it in Samachay in Baba Kama, and maybe now one just came out on Baba Metzia. I don't know if it reaches that Nathan Gimel. Okay, so what's the Ramban's teretz? Even in the inner veinik of the Ramban's teretz is a tremendous tumult. The Yeshloima, the Shiny Shoyl, the Meshas Meshicha Sabehema, is Mechayev im Zayin Yisrael. I think he brings the Mechayev im Zayin Yisrael. The Tiritz. See, but it's not such a... If you learn Ksubis, Elu Nairis, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, so in that Shakla Vitaria, when the Gemara is speaking, the King in Shoyal, does it make you Chayev in Oinsin, Mishas Mishicha? or it makes you chayiv and oinsin mishas the oinus happens. So when the Gemara speaks that out, that you're not chayiv mishas meshicha, you're chayiv mishas oinus, so the Gemara speaks it out, nehi, that from shas meshicha is chayiv and oinus say, has to take care of the pikadim, but afal pikein, the chiyuvim come later. So that's all the Ramban means, it's just the way it's gedrukt by us, it's ikachosim and asef. The shiny shoyl, the mishas meshicha samhem and mechayiv and oinus say, it's not negayah here in the Chayyim, and it says, just quoting a piece of Gemara. And Taka the Rashba takes it out. Shiny Shoyal, the Lemechayyim, the Oinsei, Achashvura Meso, Vishusa Gemara, Hilamech. Oh, that's the first line. So the extra line is that it was a Yitzia Meshusai, the Mechayyim of Shoyal is for the Maisa Oinus. And for the Maisa Meshicha, there was no Mechayiv. Over a Gazlin, Meshas Meshicha, Mechayiv B'Yoinsa. But then, he gives a lake too. In both sides, that a Shoyel, Yenachayiv B'Yoinsa, not Shashvur Mesa, and it's in the Rishus of the Nibzel, if I give over you a pekod and a shoyl, so it's yad shoyl ki yad balabayis, and the mashil could be magdish and sell. Or begzeila, given the mishas meshicha mechayiv b'yoinsei, v'nafkin nami mishus b'ilam, l'mechira v'hegdish, loy mechayvinu lei b'yoinsei, elo kishas meshicha degzeila, the Meshicha digzela kishviro mesa de shayla that he shayt the chayel alochiyim. Rashba a little bit easier. Shayni shoyel de lemechayev ba'oinsei at shashvuro mesa ubeshusa de mara hila mechira aval gzela given the Meshach gzela mechayev ba'oinsei and v'nafkenami meshusa baylim lahagdish loy mechayvino le ba'oinsin elo Meshach Meshicha. Meshach Meshicha de gzela if you learn it, it's very complicated because in Reish Tzadik Aleph there's a Ktzois and there's a Nesivis, and independently it sounds like they read this to be two separate Trutzim. For instance, the Ktzois is bothered. That's not everybody in Gemara agrees. There's a Machloikas in Gemara. If the Chiyuv Shoyel is only Mishas Oinsin, or is Mechayiv Mishas Meshicha. What are you going to do like the one who learns the Shoyel is Chayiv Mishas Meshicha? And the Ktzois has no Eitzel, but to say that doesn't really mean the Chiyuv Mishas Meshicha only means the Shibud Nechasim is Mishas Meshicha. But it's not a Chiyuv L'mafreya Mishas Meshicha. If something is going to die later, then the Mishas Meshicha is not the Shasa Mechayiv. Shasa Mechayiv is the Oinis. But the Shibud Nechasim doesn't start in the Shasa Oinis, the Shibud starts in the Shasa Kinyan. That's what the Ktsoisi answers. But otherwise, this would have been terrible. He wouldn't have been able to give the Chaneis. Second Kasha, what are you asking me from? What are you going to do? You're telling me that it's totally because it goes out of Meshus Bailam for Mechira and Hegdish? And that's why somehow it influences this Cheshvin? What are you going to do with the Tznuin? In Baba Kama, the Machloikas? If you could be Magdish Anena Vishusa, you can't be Magdish Anena Vishusa. What are you going to do if you could be Magdish Anena Vishusa? It's a big Machloikas. They're Shlokish. The Yochanan says, Godel and Yisya Shabbailim, Zelefish Anu Shaloi, Zelefish Anu Vishusa. And the dog answers, Sugim Baba Kama and Meruba, the Shlokish is Kitznuin. That's Sugim Moishkan is Yedeim, by Netta Revai, Agansa Sugim, Mishnah. So we're going into Machloikas Tanoim. And this rabbi is Ketanoi. But the Emerson is, again, it's very schwer to use the word the Emerson is, because if you learn Innovenik the Ksois and you learn Innovenik the Nesivis, it doesn't come out that it's a one teretz shtickle. But in those who came afterwards, they learned that it was a one teretz shtickle. Our Rebbeim learned it as a one teretz shtickle. So how it goes back to the Ktzois and to the Nesivis, you have to figure it out. And they're learning that what the shteit be'etzem, which means to shoyel, it wouldn't be relevant bechlal. What he means is no chiyuv, meaning there's no mechayiv in momenis with the Mashiach of shoyel. What's Mashiach of shoyel doing? Mashiach of shoyel is borrowing. That's not a mechayiv of shoyel. The borrowing is not a mechayiv in shoyel. Even if gradually you would learn that it would be some kind of a lemafreya, that if I can't give it back intact, I'm responsible from shori shoyim. But that's not a maisa mechayiv. The maisa mechayiv, like it says in the Torah, shur maisa. No, he means to say that by every gazlin, the gzela is the mafsid of the chayfetz. When you gazel something, you mafsid the chayfetz with that gzela. I took out the chayfetz from you and I was mafsid you with that gzela. And that's the ikka hefsid of gzela, is that I took it away from the bailam and it's by me under my reshus. What he's bringing the raya of hekdesh and mechira is that that's the problem of eina b'shusoy. Nobody argues that gzela is b'shusoy. The most there is an argument is if eina b'shusoy, you could have hekdesh and mechira. But akol noidim that gzela is eina b'shusoy. Chumtoy says, yet the gzela, the maisim, the hefsid achefetz, was lichting Zela, is the original Meshicha, which was the Meshicha's Zela, which was Moitzi Meshus Bailin and Moitzi Tis. And that's the Maisa Mechayev, Meshas Meshicha Huda Mechayev Law. Oinsin, by Shoyel, the first time I ever did anything to you was with the Shvuru Mesa. Till then, I'm a Shoyel, I'm borrowing. I have a shtamshus, I have to give mezoinis. That's bestama what he means by chayiv mezoinis on the loshon agamor in suvus. Obechotach tzedek donish getan. In a meila, you can't ask me a kasha zogin the rishonim that because there's a gemara that a gazlan has a midi dehavi ashoyel legabi kom leme the rabbinini. Edi gazlan is like a shoyel. And in a shoyel, there's a chiyuv oinsin, mishas oinsin. So in every gazlin that's like a shoyel, there should be a chiyuv oinsin, mishas oinsin. How could you compare? A gazlin of shinogeton zayn oinsin. Because in the ik exela he did his maisa mazik. That's the mazik of gazlin. The mazik of gazlin is removing it from the nigzel. And everybody agrees that a gazlin removes it from the nigzel. Now, you want to know, if it gets broken, because it's Daniel a Shoyel, does it have, by the Torah, a chi of Shvura Umeso like a Shoyel? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin compares Gazlan to Shoyel, means that it'll be a second time a chi of when something physically happens to it, make a taste. In a Shoyel, that is its din azikin. Getting broken, the Torah was Mechayah, the Shvura Umeso. In a Gazlan, where the chiyuv is for the stealing, for the removing it from your possession. Enoch Anami, that chiyuv of removing it from your possession is really a dual mechayiv. It's a mechayiv of stealing it with a parsha's gzela and a mudaloigorem is shoyel. Nafkamina v'lchav, there's no kumlim in the rabbinate to make it mine. But to turn around and say that because I'm a shoyel ke'ilu, I just borrowed it, I didn't borrow it, I stole it. So Memela, what really the Ramban and the Rashba are saying is that using Loigora Mishoyel to turn around and say, just like Shoyel has Onsin, Shvura Mesa, so Gazlin of Loigora Mishoyel has Shvura Mesa, and then Zogan the Rishoyel, if you start, Kivin Mishas, Zeyla Mechayev Yonsei. And the nafke mishus abaylim lahagdish. So that's the only mechayiv is the yoinsin of shas meshicha, because shas meshicha the gzela is kishas shvura umesa the shaila. Shas meshicha the gzela is the shvura umesa the shaila. Now you want to notice another shvura umesa. Thus it came on the shvikavul given. The kasha was geboit kipshuta in the Ramban. Is on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now, the Nesivis is mashma and I think the Rebbe Kivega like that also, that they're not basing on a Gemara Sanhedrin, they're basing on a Yesoid that every Gazlan is also a Shoyma. Which is a Toisvis, if you remember, an Akoinis. On the mission of Itziu, listim Chayovim. So the Gemara wants to say, why is listim Chayovim? So the Gemara says, because given the Afghan when it was Rishus and he's Chayiv, Toisvis Matritzach. Why is a Gazlan Chayiv and Shmiris Nezokim? Or Shoimer was Mekabel Shmira. But a Gazlan was never Mekabel Shmira. It's in Toisa Shita is in Akoinis, right in the beginning of Akoinis, I think it's Numbava Medbeis, that a Gazlan is not a Shoimer. He never was Mekabel Shmira. But they learn that the Ramban means he's a Shoimer because you don't have to be Mekabel Shmira because there's a Ramban in Mulchamis, I think in Dalet, in Aporo or Dalet Vehei, that if something is in your Rishus, something went into your Rishus, automatically it gives you Chiyuv Shmira. So I don't know. So that's a whole tumult. Is it that? And that is the Kavanas Ramban. It's not the Kavanas Ramban. Lamaisa, the Ramban Befev is still through the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think, in the more Meduk-Dik-Dik Rambans, with his Agoya for Mr. Zalman on the bottom. I think it's clearly that the Ramban means the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But I don't think it's going to make a difference. And even if you learn that every Gazlan is a Shoimer, it's the same, you could say the same word. Every Gazlan is a Shoimer, but to say that he has the Rishus of a Shoimer, Legabi, let me say Nezikin for argument and things like that, or Legabi Shinu Koine, which is what Tosfos is discussing in Akoinis, Akachsha, Legabi Aresha Lachlefanecha. You could clear, Gazlan is a Shoimer, Gazlan not a Shoimer. But for this issue, that because I'm a Shoimer, I should be Chayiv a second time, that means that even though on the basic Hezek that I did with the Gzela, but now that there was a Yoiker, and the Mela, there was a Nenas to the Yoiker, and I'm a Shoil, or a Shoimer, and I should be Chayiv for it, the Teretz of the Ramban and the Rashba works the same way, because my ikka damage to you, I did in the gzela. Mechatesa, the Torah was mechayim, a second damage. This is my damage, is what I did. It's not like a part of a shoimer that just became a shoimer and a shoyel, and now he has his moment ikka mechayim. I'm a shoimer of gzela, and I already have responsibility in moment. Mechatesa, the Torah gave me a second responsibility in my din shoimer, but by tavri shasya. It's a kolater kulatikim mechayim, not based on my responsibilities as a shoimer. I did Tabra, I did Chassi, I did Mazik, I did Gaza. That could also be a reason in the Gemara is my timer, but it would be a little bit Chassim and Asefer, that this is what the Gemara is referring to when it's my timer. In the second Gemara, Hashto lo yoved velo midi, amaiko mechayves le, ahishayte dekzela, ahishayte zuzuhu deshavia. The Nachum's bringing in Yukav Zula as the Ikka Shaklavatayu of the Gemara, I think it helps us for that. Okay, I've had the Zogin on the Parsha. No, I can't. I mean, the biggest issue in Klal Yisrael's, you know, years already, since probably all of our adult lives, is the biggest single external issue of Golos facing Klal Yisrael over all these years in the dangers of Golos is the Bnei Yishmael, our interactions with the Bnei Yishmael. Our suffering by the hands of the Bnei Yishmael, the relentless Bnei Yishmael's relentless Yisurim that they inflict on us, and all kinds of different things, and it's been years. I mean, many decades. All of ours in our adult lives, we don't know another existence of Yidden not being nirdaf al yidei de b'nei Yishmael b'chol minei inuyim. So very interesting, there's two little Rambans in the end of the parsha. It's amazing that the Ramban foretold life the way it is today, 1,000 years ago. And the pasuk Vatanea Sarai, so the Ramban says this was a chet on Sarah's part, and a chet on Avraham Avinu that he enabled her to do it, that he allowed her to be ma'ane Hagar and force her to run away. And even though the parsha tells us Sarah had due course to do it, she had good reason to do it, but Kanira Lefi, the rightness of Sarai and the Gedusha of Sarai and Avram, it's considered a chet. And the punishment is that Vashoma Hashem Elonya, and they gave her a ben, a pera Adam, that his offspring is going to be able to cause, inflict on Zera Sara, kol, what his lashon was, kol minei ha'inui. Can't have anything more inclusive than that. Kol minei ha'inui. That's the lashon Ramban. It's amazing. First of all, the Musa Haskel, who we are. What's a yid? That in the very shayrish of Klal Yisrael, when our first av and our first aim stepped over what the Ramban learns up, is a line of Ben Adam Lechaveroi and Vataneh Asarai. Look what we have to go through. The offspring of Avram and Sarai have to go through to remedy that. It's beyond. But then it's the next pasuk. Shuvi al gevirtech v'yasani tachas yoda. Ramban says, Yitziva oisa, he commanded her to go back to the shibud of Sarai. It was a nevuah tzivui from the Eibishter. Malach was mitzava her. But he was also meramis to her that for the rest of history, le'oilam, Yishmael won't be able to free himself from being under the rule of B'nai Sarah. Yishmael is never going to attain Malchus over the B'nai Sarah, but the B'nai Sarah, Yishloi Brahem Li'oilam. The Rabbeinu Bechai, I think, writes it a little different, Achros Hayomim. That in Achros Hayomim, Yisrael will be Shoilet. B'nai Sarah will be Shoilet. So I had today a Shoilet by davening. Who are the B'nai Sarah that the Ramban is referring to? Is Itaka only referring to us? That just like we're the only B'nai Avram, because Kibi Yitzchok Yikoro L'Chazorah, the Gemara says, Be Yitzchok V'loi Kol Yitzchok. So all the humans, all the Zera, or Zera Avram, which is B'nai Esav, and B'nai Yishmael were disqualified, so the B'nai Esav are not included in this. But what about on Sarah's part? Are the B'nai Yisav Sarah's offspring or they're not her offspring? Now, there's a machloikis of the B'nai Yisav are Yitzchak's offspring. We have that big problem in davening on Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, Vakeidas Yitzchak, the Hasidim have, the Hasidim say, Vakeidas Yitzchak, Lazaroi, Shal Yaakov, Vayoyim Berachem, and Tistor. Because it's a tumul in the Masechtas Nedarim. If Zera Yitzchak includes B'nai Esav, when Avram Avinu says Kibi Yitzchak v'loi kol Yitzchak, does it take it away from Avram, or it also takes it away from Yitzchak? Other Mefarshim say that the lashon, even if you're not goyris Lazarus shel Yankiv, but it Vakeidas Yitzchak Lazaro, it doesn't go back to Yitzchak, it goes back to Avram Avinu Lazaro. But if Yitzchak is the forefather of the B'nai Esav, so what about Sarah? Does she automatically blind a mother also? And the male Zera Sarah in this Ramban could refer to to all the B'nai Esav, whoever they are, Golus Edoim, Olo Edoim the Yishmaelim. And Taka, for the amount of money that they own and for the amount of tzoras that they make, lamaisa, they never really have a real meaningful autonomy. They're always meshubah to the goyim. They taka could make tzoras to the goyim. They could charge them for the oil and they could do all kinds of things, but at the end of the day, they can't eat if not for the other goyim, and they can't exist if not for the other goyim. So yishlutu b'nei sara b'zaram la'oilam. And this whole phenomenon of the last 50 years, I tell people, it's unbelievable. I learned in Eretz Yisrael 49 years ago. That's the year after the 1967 war. It's going to be now 50 years, the 1967 war. When I was in yeshiva in 1968, it was, you know, it was all over the news that the Israeli cabinet really had made a decision to return all the territories to the Arabs. Mamish with the smallest modifications. It was called the Alon Plan. It was a vice prime minister in those years. We're talking now 50 years. So many tapuchas and so many American governments and Camp Davids and Anocha Camp David and Madrid and United Nations, Ahini United Nations are here. And Mishnah Loizazim and Koima is just not changing. The Bnei Yishmol are not getting Shiltoin in Eretz Yisrael. Versteht das, mate? The Ramban wrote this 1,000 years ago. Shuvi el gevirtech v'yisani tachas yodech, they'll never have Shlita. He fashteyaz azachta. The Ramban Beruach Kotshoi wrote that 1,000 years ago. Chizuk in Emunah. Agutavoch. Hiya.